shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We have a code orange air quality alert for the entire viewing area today. I'll show you what's happening and how long the air quality will be this way.
Plus, we have team coverage for you today about that air quality alert, including the progress on the efforts to stop those wildfires up in Canada that are responsible for all this haze moving into our area potentially.
And today will be a crucial one in the battle over new abortion restrictions in North Carolina. How a judge's ruling could shake up the debate and why lawmakers are making last-minute changes to the ban on abortions after 12 weeks. A lot of ground to cover here on this Wednesday morning, and also we got to talk about the air quality. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, never a dull day,
nope.
Right?
It's always something.
I know. And here we have that weather alert. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We also have Kelsey Coffey out in the field for us with the local effects on what is happening here. But we'll start with Elizabeth right now with that code orange alert here.
This to remind us of what happened about a month ago when we had a nice northerly flow. And typically a northerly flow this time of year, for one, never happens. We are late in the year for that. But it would bring us a drop in humidity and sometimes some cooler temperatures. This time it's bringing some hazy conditions and some poor air quality. Of course, code orange means that it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. And sensitive groups are going to be children, the elderly, anyone with respiratory problems. Currently, we have a code yellow. We tend to see a code yellow almost every day in the summer. That's not anything to be terribly concerned about. And right now, we're looking at a number of 81, which puts us in yellow. We're likely to jump to 110 this afternoon, which puts us at orange. That's all because of our flow that's coming out of the north. 71 degrees is our current temperature. This is a live look at Wilson right now. 62 is our dew point, which actually feels pretty pleasant. It doesn't feel terrible outside, even though it's on the warm side. 68 in Southern Pines, 70 in Goldsboro, 71 in South Hill. And our temperatures this afternoon, even though we have a northerly flow, are going to be on the hotter side, looking at 84 at lunchtime and 90 to 91. Typically, the heat will also cause our air quality to be even worse. So again, we're looking at code orange today and tomorrow. It looks like it'll improve a bit as we get into the weekend. I'll show you why.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And our team coverage does continue with Kelsey Coffey. She is out with that air quality alert and the effects that we're going to feel around our area today. So Kelsey, at Johnson Lake Park in, or Lake Johnson, I should say, in Raleigh, as that smoke from the wildfires returns. We've seen this before. Hopefully we don't see it as bad this time. Kelsey.
Hopefully we won't see it that bad. I'll be honest with you right now. It's a little light haze this morning at Lake Johnson. Nothing too bad. We will be under that code orange alert later today. And that means, of course, those at-risk groups, it could potentially be unhealthy for them. So that's children, the elderly, and people who have illnesses that impact their lungs. And this is all a result of those wildfires that are happening right now in Canada. Check out this video. There are more than 480 active fires in the country right now. Less than 200 of them are under control. This from Canada's latest National Fire Situation Report. Most of those fires are in Quebec, but we're seeing the impacts of this in parts of the U.S. and Europe. Chicago is one of the places that's most affected by the smoke in the U.S. Their air quality is at a code red this morning, so that's a step or two higher from where we are right now. And again, it's important for us to look after those at-risk groups today, so it may not be the best day to take your kids out to the pool or to the park just to be on the safe side. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
It's another day of travel headaches at airports as you look live at RDU. The ripple effect of severe weather in the Northeast is forcing more flight delays and cancellations. We just checked for you, and right now at RDU, we're seeing 6 delays and 18 flights canceled there. Most of those are to Northeast airports, including New York and Boston. You can stay connected throughout the day on the status of the air quality by downloading our WRAL weather app. You'll be able to check in around the clock if the alert changes.
A key decision could be made today and could put North Carolina's new abortion restrictions on hold just days before they're set to take effect. WRAL's Laura Levine explains how a federal hearing could shake things up once again for us. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Jeff. Yes, today in Greensboro, a federal judge is set to hear a motion seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent that new abortion bill from going into effect this weekend. So in just about 3 days we have now, the General Assembly finalized restrictions to the new abortion bill last night in an effort to derail the pending litigation. The lawsuit was filed earlier this month by Planned Parenthood South Atlantic. It claims the legislation contains several inconsistencies and vague language that could potentially violate constitutional rights. The GA made some last-minute changes with the amendment in effort to address those concerns ahead of today. And those changes are described as clarifying and technical changes to ban most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. The 12-week ban, with new exceptions for rape, incest, and life-limiting fetal anomalies, would replace the current ban on most abortions after 20 weeks. Again, that hearing happening today in Greensboro, that's going to be happening this morning, but the new bill is already on Governor Cooper's desk. He has about 9 days to take action on it. Laura Levine, WREO News, live in Raleigh.
We're working to learn if charges will be filed against a driver whose car police say hit a person in Cary. It happened at the intersection of Green Level Church and Carpenter Fire Station Road just after 9 last night. We're told the person was in a crosswalk when they were hit. Investigators say the driver stayed on the scene. The person hit was taken to the hospital and was alert and talking.
Urgent evacuations are underway right now in a Phoenix, Arizona suburb as crews rush to contain a large brush fire. You see it here, this new video from overnight of the flames and thick smoke. As of this morning, at least 1,100 people have been forced from their homes. So far, that fire has burned 2,500 acres, and more than 250 firefighters are working to put it out.
A former NFL quarterback is dead after drowning in the Gulf of Mexico. Authorities say Ryan Mallett was struggling to swim at Destin Beach in Florida. He was part of a group that was having trouble making it back to shore. Lifeguards say he wasn't breathing when they pulled him out, and he later died at a hospital. Mallett played 7 seasons in the NFL with the Patriots, Texans, and Ravens. He was 35 years old.
Attorneys for the man accused of killing 4 University of Idaho students say they want access to more evidence in the case. Brian Koberger appeared before a judge in Idaho yesterday. He is accused of stabbing the 4 students to death in an off-campus home in December. Koberger's attorney says he wants information that prosecutors have kept under wraps because there are higher standards to the case now that the death penalty is on the table. The judge told his defense team he would issue a written order answering their request at a later date.
A man once convicted of shooting a Durham police officer is free after more than 15 years in prison. Now he's sharing his story only on WREL. This is video from earlier this month of Kevin Johnson being released from prison. A judge had recently granted him a new trial for his role in the 2007 shooting of Officer D.B. Vereen. Yesterday, the Durham District Attorney announced they were dropping all charges against Johnson and there will be no second trial. Speaking only on WREL, Johnson said he still has questions about his original conviction.
Well, I want to know the truth. Something happened in that courtroom that it was unexplainable. Like, they went from on my side to everybody saying I'm guilty.
Johnson's attorney argues Johnson was not at the scene where the shooting happened. Prosecutors say the credibility of 2 of their key witnesses had come into question. We're waiting to hear back from Durham police on whether there will be a new investigation into the case.
A push to ban gender-affirming care for most people under 18 is now in the hands of the North Carolina House. They'll hold a final vote on the Youth Health Protection Act before sending it to Governor Cooper's desk. The bill bans surgery, puberty blockers, and hormones for children, regardless of parental permission. It also prevents state funds from being used for gender-affirming care. Opponents of the bill say it'll keep people from getting help, putting them at risk of suicide and depression. Supporters say surgery can have lifelong consequences.
Traffic could get backed up in an already busy part of Chapel Hill this week. The city is doing road work at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Estes Drive. Traffic will be shifted from the right side of the road to the left. It's part of the Estes Drive connectivity project. It's been in progress since March 2022. The project will create separated bike lanes, sidewalks, and enhanced crosswalks. WREL previously reported several people getting hit by cars in that area. It is 4:39 on your Wednesday morning. More than a dozen businesses evacuated by police. Just ahead, what investigators say prompted this huge response at a plaza in Youngsville.
Bed Bath & Beyond is going out of business. Doesn't mean it's gone for good, though, where you'll be able to buy products once the stores close.
And here's a live look at Chapel Hill right now. We're tracking the return of that haze from those Canadian wildfires. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner explains today's air quality alert and who needs to be careful today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. We have a code orange air quality alert today. Once again, we have a northerly wind. It's going to draw down some of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires that have been burning for the last month or so. We remember when we were dealing with this earlier. We're going to see code orange today and tomorrow, and then it looks like it may improve some over the weekend. We'll go over that in a little more detail coming up. You may notice a little haze in the atmosphere right now. Of course, everything is all quiet. We don't have any rain to deal with this morning or really for the next couple of days. 68 in Southern Pine, 68 Irwin at 71 in South Hill. Temperatures are on the warm side. Summer camp forecast, I don't know if they're going to let the kids get in the pool. It's going to be a pool kind of day with highs in the low 90s, but with our code orange ozone for air quality forecast, you'll need to be careful.
Police in Youngsville are working to find the person behind a bomb threat that shut down a shopping plaza. Police responded to the Food Lion off US 1 at Youngsville Crossing around 6 last night after someone called the grocery store with that threat. Officers quickly evacuated the store and 15 nearby businesses. After about 2.5 hours, police gave the all clear that the buildings were safe. They say the threat was not credible.
It's kind of crazy. Like, it's what? It's a Tuesday and it's like dinner. You just kind of want to get food and they're over here saying there's a bomb threat.
And police say the person who made that threat could face federal charges.
Several Mississippi sheriff's deputies accused of beating and sexually assaulting two black men in January have been fired. The victims say the deputies burst into a home without a warrant and assaulted them. They're also accused of shocking them repeatedly with a taser. The men say the assault was racially motivated. The case is also part of a federal civil rights lawsuit.
Raleigh police say the man who died after crashing his car into a Duke Energy truck may have been impaired. This is a story we first brought you as breaking news yesterday morning. The crash happened just before midnight Monday on Six Forks Road near Sandy Forks Road. The Duke Energy truck was pulled over to respond to a power outage from all those storms when police say Ryan Fox crashed his car into the back of it.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office is now offering sign-on bonuses for 911 operators. The county is offering incentives up to $5,000 for people who take the job. It involves answering emergency and non-emergency calls, as well as dispatching requests for service. The hourly pay ranges from around $19 to $30. You can contact the Wake County Sheriff's Office for more information. Even though Bed Bath & Beyond is going out of business, you'll still be able to buy its products online. A bankruptcy judge approved Overstock.com's $21.5 million purchase of the company's brand name. This means Overstock can sell Bed Bath & Beyond products on its website after the stores close. Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy in April after years of declining sales.
Well, we now know the Carolina Hurricanes will open the season in October this fall, and the NHL draft gets underway today. So we've got some Canes news for you. Regular season schedule, opener is October 11th, PNC Arena against the Ottawa Senators. The Hurricanes have won each of their last three season openers on home ice, and they'll pick 30th in the first round of the draft tonight.
That's right, Jeff. This will be the first-round pick for the Hurricanes since 2020 when they picked Seth Jarvis.
Take a look at this now. Chicago is the latest city to become blanketed with haze from the Canadian wildfires right in the path. An air quality alert is expected to remain in place through tonight. And this is what the city's skyline looked like on Tuesday. Chicago officials are warning people stay indoors or wear masks when you're outside. According to the World Air Quality Index, Chicago had the worst air quality in the world yesterday. is right in that path right now. Indianapolis part of it as well and headed our way. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRF Severe Weather Center with what we're facing as far as the air quality today.
So we're looking at a northerly flow, which is an unusual thing for us to see in the summer. That's something that we would see, you know, in the spring, winter, fall. But we're seeing that northerly flow again, like we saw earlier in the month, about a month ago or so. So right now we have a number of 81, and that puts us in yellow. And yellow is a number that we see really all summer long. It's not something that is what we would call an action day. There's nothing that you necessarily need to do about that. But by later this afternoon, we'll likely climb to 110 under that northerly flow, and that does put us in a code orange. And of course, code orange means that it's dangerous for sensitive groups. It would be young children, the elderly, people with asthma or respiratory issues. Just need to limit time outside today. This is a look at our current air quality. This is the big map. Look at this. It goes all the way to purple up here across parts of Indiana and Illinois, also up around the Great Lakes, up into to Michigan. Right now, we're looking at yellow, but because our air is coming from this direction, we're going to end up seeing, of course, moving into orange. Again, that code orange does include the entire viewing area for today, also tomorrow as well. We take a look at our smoke as we take a look at the model, and again, that air is coming right out of the Great Lakes into our area, and you can see that it looks like code yellow right now. We'll continue to see that flow of air coming down out of the north, and that's going to help to push some of that smoke into our area. Again, bringing us up to code orange today and tomorrow. But everything begins to change as we get into the weekend. We're going to see flow coming out of the south. That'll stop the flow of the smoke coming into our area. It's also going to heat us up a bit and bring us a better chance for thunderstorms. So we're going to change the pattern up for Friday. But today and tomorrow will be very similar. Right now it's 71, so it's a warm start out there, but our dew point is a fairly pleasant 62. It definitely puts us in the tolerable zone right now. It's 71 in South Hills, 70 in Rocky Mount, Wilson and Goldsboro, 68 Southern Pines. So it's a very warm start for us this morning. It's going to be another hot afternoon like yesterday. 91 in Raleigh, 90 in Durham, 92 in Fayetteville. Very little chance of any storms today. But as we take a look at next weekend, so we're going to start off with Saturday. We're going to be dealing with a very hot spell, feeling like 103 Saturday, 105 Sunday, 104 Monday, and 102 on Tuesday for the 4th of July. So as we change up our weather pattern, it's really going to get hot. Again, our dew point right now is 62. That's tolerable. It'll be steamy later this afternoon and Thursday, and then we take it to tropical Friday and Saturday, and that's why we're going to see that big bump up in our heat index. Tomorrow we jump to 93, and then we also start that chance for scattered thunderstorms. We'll go through the timeline, and I'll show you which day looks the wettest as we get through the holiday weekend.
Thanks, Elizabeth. How about this? Tying the knot with a bot, a robot, right? We have a look at a couple's special wedding that was officiated by artificial intelligence.
Plus, a group of police officers come together to rescue a puppy from a canal. Coming up, the snack they use to help get the dog to safety.
Whether they have been diagnosed or not, an estimated 37 million Americans have diabetes, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The rising summer temperatures can be especially difficult for those with this disease. Mandy Gaither talks to a doctor about how to manage diabetes as the weather gets hotter.
The temperature keeps climbing, and for the millions who suffer from diabetes, the heat is especially hazardous.
Your body sensation and how it metabolizes or interprets the heat, how it responds to heat, really differs in individuals with diabetes.
Dr. Jesse Bracamonte with Mayo Clinic says it's critical to check sugars frequently when it's hot outside. Soaring temperatures can cause episodes of low blood sugar.
If people have well-controlled sugars and they're active during the day, they may find that their sugars drop. Heat actually makes your metabolism speed up and you use a little bit more insulin, and then therefore that sugars may drop.
On the other hand, Bracamonte says the heat can also raise sugar levels if you get dehydrated. He says to drink plenty of water, limit alcohol, caffeine, and other sugary drinks, which can lead to dehydration, and avoid going out during the hottest part of the day. When you are outside, dress appropriately with light-colored loose clothing.
Helps your body breathe and really helps to dissipate some of that extra heat that you normally would retain.
Since those with diabetes have to pay special attention to foot health to avoid potential nerve damage or sores, Bracamonte says to not walk outside barefooted this summer.
Heat and the cement and the temperature from the ambient walkway can cause severe damage to your feet and in some cases put you in the hospital. So appropriate footwear is key.
For Health Minute, I'm Mandy Gaither.
More students now have a pathway into the cybersecurity industry. Halifax County Community College is now partnering with North Carolina Central University. Students can now transfer up to 68 credits into Central's cybersecurity program. It's part of an effort to put more people in the program.
Every couple wants to put their personal stamp on their wedding day, and a couple in Colorado did it using an AI officiant.
And now, with great joy and utmost honor, I pronounce you partners in love, in life, and in the exploration of a future filled with endless possibilities.
Okay, weird. The bride's father says the wedding came together in less than a week because the groom leaves soon for basic training. They figured it out. Police in Arizona, meantime, used some quick thinking and a human treat to save a puppy that was stuck in a canal.
Try this. It's my wife's pumpkin muffins.
Oh, that can't fail, right? An officer pulled out the baked goods his wife had made for him for his shift, and it worked. They got that German Shepherd out. He enjoyed the snack. Officers were able to corral it right there.
Good.
It was distracted a little bit with the food, and then they brought him up. Dog wasn't hurt. Got some more muffins as a treat once it was back on land.
Pumpkin muffins did the trick. Let's take a live look now at Raleigh this morning. You may notice the air is hazy as you head out the door today. Smoke from those Canadian wildfires making its way back to the Triangle. How long we can expect it to stick around?
Also, a big day for the future of reproductive rights in North Carolina. What you can expect ahead of a federal hearing that could put the state's new abortion restrictions on hold.
Plus, sharing your Costco card with friends and family is about to get a lot harder. We'll explain the new rules for customers.